I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, CDC updates for dog travel, and congressional delegation. The Center for Disease Control recently announced updated requirements for bringing dogs into the United States. The regulations took effect August 1st. The veterinary treatment facility at Aviano Air Base aims to help airmen and their families adapt to changes and make the PCS process as seamless as possible for pet owners.
The CDC is updating importation regulations for dogs entering the United States to preserve human and animal health by preventing the reintroduction of dog rabies. Major updates include dog owners completing a CDC importation form. The document must be completed for each animal and is valid for 6 months. Dogs must also now be at least 6 months old before traveling to the United States. Dogs also are required to have a microchip, health certificate, rabies certificate, export permit, EU pet passport, and appear healthy upon arrival. Captain Frikreka Jerkic, Aviano Veterinary Treatment Facility Officer in charge, says the easiest way to know what you need to travel with your dog is by contacting the base vet.
Just contact us. We'll help you. We'll help everyone out as much as we can to have your pets healthy and get them PCSing with you. So once you get those orders, just let us know.
Jerkic also says that every country has different requirements for pet importation, and contacting the vet early will help get all the requirements completed in time. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen, AFN News.
Congressional delegation. With your Air Force News, I'm Technical Sergeant Vernon Young. General Mike Minahan, Air Mobility Commander, and Chief Master Sergeant Jamie Newman, AMC Command Chief, hosted a congressional delegation aboard a KC-135 Stratotanker to demonstrate real-time information in the cockpit system. The RTIC data link system is used to communicate and share mission-critical information, such as displaying enemy threats, target data, and friendly force locations presented on an avionics display in the aircraft cockpit. After the demonstration, Minahan testified to the House Armed Services Committee for Sea Power and Projection Forces to provide an informational update on mobility aircraft connectivity capabilities. Minahan says connectivity's first and largest contribution is to survivability, and when it's understood where both friendly and enemy forces are, mobility is able to operate in a higher contested environment and support the joint team. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.